England 59-7 Scotland, Red Roses set up Women's Six Nations Grand Slam decider with France, BBC Sport, date modified : 2025-04-19T19:1332.211Z, description : England score 9 tries to hammer Scotland in Leicester and set up a Women's Six Nations Grand Slam decider with France at Allianz Stadium next Saturday, England thrash Scotland to set up Grand Slam decider. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption: Women's Six Nations highlights, England 59-7 Scotland, Alistair Telfer, BBC Sport journalist at Mattioli Woods Welford Road Stadium, published, April 19, 2025, 1843 BST, 230 comments, updated 4 minutes ago. Women's Six Nations England, 42, 59 tries, Clifford, Packer, Aldcroft, McDonald 2, Ward, Davies, Dow 2 Cons, Atchison 7 Scotland, 0, 7 try, Thompson Conn, Nelson, England scored 9 tries to hammer Scotland in Leicester and set up a Women's Six Nations Grand Slam decider against France at Allianz Stadium next Saturday. The victory extends the Red Roses' winning run to 24 games before a home Rugby World Cup that starts in August. Prop Kelsey Clifford grabbed the first of 6 first-half tries, with John Mitchell's side in complete control right from the opening whistle. Flanker Marley Packer was next to cross, followed by captain Zoe Aldcroft, wing Claudia McDonald and lock Abby Ward. Lark Atkin Davies's try ensured a 42-0 lead at halftime, a vastly improved margin from last Saturday's win in Ireland, when England led 7-5 at the break. Player of the match McDonald raced clear down the wing for her second try early in the second half, before Lisa Thompson finally got Scotland on the board with a try from a rolling maul. Wing Abby Dow capped off the scoring, in front of a crowd of 15,530, with a brilliant solo try, before a simple finish in the corner. The Red Roses are chasing a 4th successive Grand Slam and a 7th Six Nations title in a row. Scotland, who finished 4th in last year's championship, will host Ireland next Saturday, with hopes of adding to their sole victory over Wales this campaign. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption: Packer grabs her 50th England try, Women's Six Nations. England score 6 tries in first half v Scotland. Watch, radio and text. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption: McDonald grabs her 2nd try against Scotland. England defeated Scotland 46-0 in Edinburgh last year to extend their winning run in the Six Nations over their visitors to 23 games. Without a win over the Red Roses since 1999, an upset seemed unlikely, especially with Brian Eason's side coming into the fixture off the back of a disappointing 25-17 home defeat by Italy. Clifford, who grabbed her first international try in last week's victory over Ireland, was on hand to power over from close range in a dominant opening period for the hosts. Mitchell made 9 changes from the side that won in Cork, one of which was former England captain Packer, who has not featured since the opening round win over Italy in York. She was given a chance to respond to impressive performances from Sadia Kebaya in the 7 jersey, and she did just that, scoring the 2nd try of the match, her 50th for the Red Roses, following a powerful carry from number 8 Maddie Fionnity. Aldcroft replaced Packer as England skipper in January and is the only player to start every game this campaign. The blindside flanker showed no sign of fatigue as she intercepted Helen Nelson's pass and galloped clear for her side's 3rd try. McDonald was another player who had not featured since the opening round, and after a bright start, the elusive wing cut through the Scotland defence for a deserved try. Heading into the fixture, England's average winning margin over Scotland was 46 points in the Six Nations, which looked likely to increase when tries by Ward and Atkin Davies ended an utterly dominant half of rugby. McDonald puts hand up before decider. This video cannot be played. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. Media caption: Dow extends England's lead against Scotland. McDonald, who featured in the World Cup final in 2022, missed. Last year's Women's Six Nations after suffering a second neck injury in February 2024. Saracens' Jessica Breach nailed down the left wing spot in her absence, but McDonald went up another gear from her return in York, with her high work rate and footwork causing Scotland problems throughout the game, and was rewarded with a second try. Dow then paid a reminder to the class on the opposite wing, as she showed terrific strength and balance to run half the pitch and finish off the try of the game. Scotland's second half performance will please Eason after his side managed a first try against England since 2023 and held the hosts to only three scores, two of which came in the closing stages. Flanker Evie Gallagher, who came into the game with the most turnovers, five, in the competition, was at the heart of slowing down England's breakdown, with Mitchell saying post-match that the 24-year-old could have won player of the match. Three debutants also appeared off the bench as Eason continues to look at new talent before the World Cup. France's victory in Italy earlier on Saturday, despite being behind at halftime, meant the slim chance of England winning the title in Leicester evaporated prior to kickoff. However, even with the game likely to be their toughest assignment this championship, the Red Roses have not lost to Les Blues since 2018 and will go in as heavy favourites. Line UPS, England, Kildoon, Dow, Jones, Shekels, McDonald, Acheson, L. Packer, Clifford, Atkin Davies, Byrne, Galligan, Ward, Aldcroft, Capt, M. Packer, Fionnity. Replacements, Campbell, Botterman, Muir, Talling, Matthews, Hunt, Roland, Scarratt. Scotland, Raleigh, Lloyd, Orr, Thompson, McGee, Nelson, Capt, Madison, Young, Skeldon, Clark, Bonner, Boyd, Gallagher, McLaughlin, Conkle. Replacements, Martin, Bartlett, Pullman, Ferry, Bell, Clark, Phillips Scott. Referee, Clara Munerini, Ida, TMO, Matteo Liprini, Ida. Related topics, Rugby Union. Comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. View comments 230, top stories, live. Premier League, Aston Villa hit 4 against Newcastle to boost Champions League hopes. Reaction, 16,609 viewing, 17k viewing. Villa hit 4 past Newcastle in stunning win. Verstappen claims Saudi GP pole after Norris crash, published 35 minutes ago. Elsewhere on the BBC, Rick Stein explores age-old traditions and modern tastes, the wild origins of the modern-day roller coaster. John Sim stars in the provocative 90s drama, The Lakes. Can Shrek contend with his new in-laws? Elsewhere in sport, homemade Hawkeye? Sabalenka takes pick of ball mark to dispute call, the Hampden goal by a Palestinian that will be cheered in homeland. Kane scores again as Bayern go 9 points clear. WI miss out on Women's World Cup by 0.01 run rate. Wilson, O'Sullivan, Trump, Selby, who will win World Snooker Championship. Aberdeen score late extra time winner to beat Hearts. Video: Aberdeen score late extra time winner to beat Hearts. Football Daily. Audio: Football Daily. Olympic legend Fraser Price shows no mercy to fellow parents at school sports day. Video: Olympic legend Fraser Price shows no mercy to fellow parents at school sports day. 3 games from glory, Man Utd begin to show never say die DNA. Sutton's predictions v DJ and producer Cheryl. How could Liverpool replace Alexander Arnold? World handicap system manipulators are cheats. RNA, from beer to betting. How have football shirt sponsors changed? Snooker World Championship Guide, draw, seeds and coverage. Getting the meals right, green on kidney condition and ashes hopes. What does the definition of a woman ruling mean for sport? The life, loss and legacy of Kevin Campbell. Don't give up. Why Petey was convinced to go again. McIlroy in the conversation to be Europe's greatest golfer. How coping with heartbreak changed everything for McIlroy. Home news, sport, business, innovation, culture, travel, earth. Audio, video, live. Terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance. Contact the BBC. BBC emails for you. Advertise with us. Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window_underscore_underscore_initial_data_global_navigation_country=it_and_language=engbn_service_commercial_name_global_navigation_props_country_backslash_country_backslash_it_backslash_comma_backslash_props_backslash_colon_backslash_language_backslash_colon_backslash_init_backslash_comma_backslash_service_backslash_colon_backslash_commercia